From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The Farrell School of Irish Dance in East Durham was vandalized sometime this week. Teacher owner Michael Farrell arrived at the studio to find significant damage to the space. Jean Mead Farrell, Michael's wife, said, and I quote, "When we went to the studio to start class, he was shocked at the destruction before him," end quote. Farrell has been teaching the art of Irish step dance to students in Greene County for more than 25 years. His school, located in the Weldon House on State Route 145, is one of several locations the school has in the region. Jean Mead Farrell said, and I quote, "Disgusting graffiti was sprayed on the walls, mirrors smashed, men's room destroyed, furniture and property destroyed, costumes strewn about. We assume it was all done by bored adolescents," end quote. The damage can either be cleaned up or replaced, and the Farrells now have the expense of installing cameras and changing locks. Police have been notified and an investigation is ongoing. The couple does not intend to press charges. Jean Farrell said, and I quote, "To the person or people who did this, I have a few words for you. You've poked a mama bear," end quote. She went on to say, "You've actually riled many mama and papa bears, and we will find out who did this," end quote. Anyone with information is urged to contact local law enforcement, and you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Paul Kirby is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County has begun administering the coronavirus vaccine to the people incarcerated in the county jail, Sheriff John Figueroa announced on May 13th. Figueroa said during a press conference at the County Law Enforcement Center that Moderna vaccine, which requires two shots, was being administered by County Health Department personnel. The sheriff said that of the 210 people currently housed in the county jail, 40 had signed up to be vaccinated, and he hoped everyone would be vaccinated by sometime in June. He also said in-person visits at the jail will not resume until everyone has been inoculated. Figueroa also pressed for the general public to get vaccinated. He said, and I quote, "We don't want to go through a shutdown again," end quote. He added, and I quote, "Having these vaccinations are extremely important," end quote. County Executive Pat Ryan agreed, saying, and I quote, "To me, the science is clear that vaccines are our pathway out of the challenges, the economic impact, and the school closures," end quote. New Platte's Police Chief Robert Lachesi chimed in, saying he also strongly recommends that, and I quote, "Anyone who has not gotten vaccinated take the opportunity," end quote, "to do so." Lachesi said, and I quote, "I think it's key to getting back to normal," end quote. On May 13th, Ulster County reported a continuing decline in its number of active COVID-19 cases to 146 cases, down from 189 the previous day. The last time Ulster had fewer than 150 cases of the illness was on October 9th, 2020. The county's most recent rate of positive tests for COVID was 1.4%. And you can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Raymond Pignone is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Voters in the Taconic Hills School District will be asked next week to ratify a proposed $38.9 million district budget for the 2021-22 school year. The spending plan reflects a 2.21% spending increase. In addition to the budget, voters will be asked to approve two special propositions. The first one would authorize the purchase of two full-size buses at a maximum total cost of $254,000, plus the remainder of the unallocated fund balance. The second seeks authorization to establish the Capital Fund Reserve Fund No. 2 of up to $5 million to finance the cost of capital improvements, including general renovations to school property. The three candidates running are Linda Lee and incumbents Bonnie Torshia and William J. Arp. Arp is a resident of Claverick for 11 years and has one son. He is a 30-year veteran of law enforcement and is an officer with the New York State Park Police. He currently serves on the board's Audit and Contract Negotiations Committee. Lee is a resident of Hillsdale, where she has lived for 3 years. She is an author and editor and currently works as an assistant to a book agent in Hudson. Tachia is a 25-year resident of Clybrick. She has two daughters and works as a social media coordinator organizer. She has been a member of the board for 6 years and served as its president for 2.5 years. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.